So now we can start our very first sound test on the relative pitch ear training course on perfect fifths. So here we go. A perfect fifth above a C sharp. Time, G sharp, C sharp, G sharp. A perfect fifth below B. Time, E. B, E. A perfect fifth above E flat. Time, B flat. E flat, B flat. A perfect fifth below A. Time, D, A, D. A perfect fifth below D. Time, G, D, G. A perfect fifth above D. Time, A, D, A. A perfect fifth above F. Time, C, F, C. A perfect fifth below G. Time, C, G, C. A perfect fifth above E. Time, B, E, B. A perfect fifth below F sharp. Time, B, F sharp, B. A perfect fifth above D flat. Time, A flat, D flat, A flat. A perfect fifth below E flat. Time, A flat, E flat, A flat. A perfect fifth below A sharp. time, D sharp, A sharp, D sharp, a perfect fifth above G flat, time, D flat, G flat, D flat, a perfect fifth below E, time, A, E, A, a perfect fifth above G sharp, time, D sharp, G sharp, D sharp, a perfect fifth below C sharp, time, F sharp, C sharp, F sharp, a perfect fifth above G, time, D, G, D, a perfect fifth above D sharp, time, A sharp, D sharp, A sharp, a perfect fifth below C, time, F, C, F, a perfect fifth above A, time, E, A, E, a perfect fifth above F sharp, time, C sharp, F sharp, C sharp, a perfect fifth below F, time, B flat, F, B flat, a perfect fifth above A flat, time, E flat, A flat, E flat, a perfect fifth below A flat, time, D flat, A flat, D flat, a perfect fifth below D flat, time, G flat, D flat, G flat. A perfect fifth above C. Time, G, C, G. A perfect fifth below B flat. Time, E flat, B flat, E flat. A perfect fifth above A sharp. Time, E sharp. A sharp, E sharp. A perfect fifth below G sharp. Time, C sharp. G sharp, C sharp. A perfect fifth below D sharp. Time, G sharp, D sharp, G sharp. A perfect fifth below G flat. Time, C flat, G flat, C flat. A perfect fifth above B flat. Time, F. B flat, F. A perfect fifth above B. Time, F sharp. B, F sharp. Congratulations. You have now completely passed your lesson number 3 test. How does it feel? You might have had to redo them a couple of times because it was your very first testing procedure, but now you can see what it will take to prepare for these tests so that you don't have to go back so many times as maybe some of you did in order to pass the test. You know that you have to learn them very snappily. As soon as the question is given, you have to immediately know what the spelling is and then be able to sing that sound up or down. So when you do these tests in the future, it will go a lot smoother than probably it did on these first ones. But I'm sure now you feel quite a sense of accomplishment because these are rigorous tests. These aren't just some little flippant things. When you pass these tests, you know that you really know it. So congratulations, it was a job well done.